Scripture lesson for today is taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 12. And there we read this. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do. And greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. This is God's word. Our guest preacher today is the Reverend Ken Austin. Ken is the executive director of Mercy House, and he's also the pastor of New Walk of Life Church. He's a native of Mobile. He's been in Montgomery over 30 years. Before his time in Montgomery, he was in the United States Air Force and owned a used car dealership. He said this: God has a sense of humor. He sent me to South Carolina, where I later joined the Air Force and thought I would travel the world. However, God brought me right back to my home state to live, serve, and work in West Montgomery. And he's been doing that for quite a while. He's a wonderful man, a friend of this church, a dear believer and servant of the Lord. And Ken, we're glad that God brought you here. Glad you're here today.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me. It's a joy to be in your house, my father's house, a place where I always find refuge, a beautiful place, a sanctuary of the Lord. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for this day, a beautiful day in Holy Week. Thank you for an opportunity here among brothers and sisters who love you in a place where we all call home. Your house. I pray today as we stand that you use this vessel of clay, that you speak clearly with power and with understanding, that your word might go forth and someone might hear and love you. This is our prayer, the sincere desires of our heart. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to share today a message I titled After Easter. I'm a father now, but I was a child a long time. And I remember the preparation for Easter being long and drawn out. I remember my parents needing to go to different stores to make sure we had shoes and shirts and ties that match. I remember my sisters in line getting their hair done. I remember the Easter dye. I remember that dye on my fingers from Easter eggs, coloring them. I remember the days that we had to stay back and not eat the chocolate while baskets was being prepared. I remember covering my eyes, not knowing where the eggs was going to be hid on the Easter egg hunt, so I can always get the golden egg. I was thinking today about after Easter. I remember as a child, after Easter, man, I could take my jacket off and run outside in the yard and play. I remember as a child, after Easter meant that I could probably go to grandma's house and sit down for a dinner, food, and some good time with family. But when I was thinking about after Easter in the church, it had a different connotation to me. Something different came to my heart and mind. I was thinking of the cost of Easter. I was thinking of how much Jesus paid for Easter Sunday. I was thinking about the cross, Calvary, how he died there. I was thinking of how he was whipped and put nails in his hands. I was even thinking of them piercing him in his side. And I thought then, I said, what should after Easter really be like? And I thought for a while, and I was reading this passage of scripture in St. John when Jesus was telling his disciples about after Easter and the things that he wanted them to do after the crucifixion, after Calvary, after the cross. He said to them, he said, the work that you've watched me do these 3 years as you followed me on earth, he said, I want you to do greater works than these. I had to hold my breath even in reading that. How can we do greater works than our Lord have done. I thought of a story. I was thinking as I was putting this message together, I was thinking that I would have an event. I was just thinking I would go to the Renaissance and do a real huge event. I'm going to prepay for everybody. I'm going to get 12 friends of mine and ask them to go and tell the world about this event. I remind you that at the Renaissance, when you have an event, it's prepaid and non-refundable. I can tell you that what Christ did on Calvary is non-refundable. They can't take the nails from his hand. They cannot unpierce his side. He's paid a debt for all of us. After Christmas or after Easter, he will have for us, the church, the body of Christ. The only thing he will ask for us to do is that we will go out into the highways and the byways and to tell of the story, to tell of the event, to tell that he died on the cross for every person who lives. He paid debt for every sin before and after we was born. And all we have to do is receive that. Come unto him. It's the greater works that we have to do. We have to go into the highways and the byways and to compel men of the good news of Calvary, telling them about what happened on the cross, the sin debt that was settled and paid forever. This is what I feel after Easter should be about in the church. I don't think that we should go home and sleep and lie around after Easter. I think the church now should be about the Father's business, going out in the community, going out to and forth in the world, making disciples of Jesus Christ, letting them know of the grand event that's been planned and that he is coming back. He's coming back and he's expecting for at that event all of the believers. He is expecting people that he placed on your job, expecting people in your community that he expects you to be a witness to. He's thinking that Ken Austin served in the Air Force and people from around the country had an opportunity to serve with them. He was hoping that my life would be a reflection of him to cause them to come and to follow him. He was thinking the house that he gave me the opportunity to live in, the neighbors across both fence, would see a light and glorify our Father which is in heaven. He was hoping even in the bank where I deposit my check and have my savings. He was hoping that my life would even inside of the bank have a reflection of him, that someone might know that he lives. After Easter is a huge responsibility for the church. We have to get about the Father's business. We have to get out of the house, outside of the walls. We have to take the good news of Jesus Christ into a dying world. Church, he is coming back. And I'm 60 years old now. When I was a babe, they was telling me he was coming back and said soon. And as I look around and you look around, he has come back. He's come back for so many. So many people that was born the day that I was, who lived with me and grew up with me, Christ have come back to receive them. Every day he's coming back for someone. And that opportunity on earth is no longer for them. The opportunity to receive Christ, the opportunity to accept him is over. You have to accept him while there's life. There's so many in this world today who don't know Christ. And tomorrow, they're not on the schedule. Tomorrow, they won't be a part of us living here on earth. So while we have the opportunity, while the church, the body of Christ, still have life and still have beings, we have to take the good news of Jesus Christ to a dying world. We have to know that this after Easter message What we have to carry out is that Christ's banquet, his event, will be filled. God bless you. Roll up your sleeves. Take off your Easter jacket. And let's get busy for Christ, that someone else might know him and know him as Savior. Thank you.